Father, before we ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. Right now, this atmosphere is charged with the supernatural. Right now, angels are ascending and descending at the sound of our voice. And so, Father, we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Come on, right where you are, just I want you to pray that with me. Just say, hallowed be your name. Say, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is the only name that is worthy of our praise. Your name is the greatest name that I ever know. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. So Father, we worship your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Father, we thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh. Lord, I thank you that you are my provider. You made a way where there was no way. You opened a door when I didn't even see how you were gonna open the door. You're a way maker. You're a promise keeper. You're a light in the darkness. That is who you are to me. You are my Jehovah Jireh. You provided healing for me. You provided salvation for me. You provided forgiveness for me. You provided redemption for me. You provided a door that opened another door. And Father, here I am in this sacred moment. And if you made a way before, you'll do it again. You'll do it again. You'll do it again. You'll do it again. If you opened a door before, you'll open a door again. And so, Father, I thank you that you provide for me. And the greatest thing that you provide for me, and the greatest thing that you ever provide for us as your children, is you provide your presence. So Father, we thank you for being our Jehovah Shammah, our very present help in the time of trouble. Not only are you with us right now in our present situation, as we are driving, as we are in school, while we are on our way to work, while we're just sitting in our prayer room right now, not only are you a present help with us right now, but you have presented yourself into our future, which means that there's a ram in the bush for our tomorrow. You made a way before. You're doing it right now. And we believe that you'll do it again. Your presence has already gone before us. You've already made a way for us. Your presence has already gone before us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Because you are my Shammah. Not only are you my Shammah, oh great Jehovah, but you are my Jehovah Sabaoth. You fight my battles for me. Because the battle is not mine, but it's the Lord's. And so we thank you for being our Jehovah Sabaoth. And this is how we fight our battles. you're listening to me right now and you're in a season of prayer and you want to get the credit for the victory. You want the vindication, but vindication belongs to the Lord. And so this is how you get your victory. You get on your knees and you pray. Because this is how we fight our battles. Because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You're not wrestling against your wife or your husband or your child or that issue. You need to get in the posture of prayer. And you need to say, Jehovah Sabaoth, I need you to take care of this. Jehovah Sabaoth, I need you to move on my behalf, because the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. And the Lord of ancient armies is fighting on your behalf. Actually, I sense it in the spirit right now that there are angels from heaven that are ascending and descending to cover your life, to cover your family. The Bible says that his eyes are upon the righteous and his ears are attentive to our prayers. And so, Father Jehovah Sabaoth, fight our battles for us. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, 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 yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I sense in the spirit right now, wherever you are, I see, I hear in the spirit, I can see in the spirit right now, angels are ascending and descending, and reinforcement of angels are being encamped around your life. You will not get in that car accident. You will live and not die. You will fulfill your prophetic destiny. You will walk in the blessing that God has provided for you, because Jehovah Sabaoth is fighting for you, is